Good afternoon. This is Lake Effect Weekend on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Lake Effect's Bonnie North is in Europe this month as a part of a journalism fellowship through the RIAS Berlin Commission. It's a program that exposes American journalists to the workings of European politics and media.
Bonnie has been speaking with a variety of sources in her time in Germany, from international and domestic journalists to policymakers. Bonnie joins us on the line now from Berlin, the former West Berlin, to share a conversation with a former elected politician. Bonnie, who is Özkan Mutlu?
Özkan Mutlu is a Green politician who had a seat in the Bundestag and no longer has that in the last elections. But he is still very active in the party and very much kind of a representative of his neighborhood of Kreuzberg. And Kreuzberg was the old West German area that was predominantly Turkish back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And it still is very Turkish. They call it Little Istanbul. But there are a lot of other folks who have moved in as well, including people who trace their blood relations to Germany, you know, back decades. So it's one of those really wonderful sort of multicultural neighborhoods that used to butt right up against the Berlin Wall on the western side of it. If you walked along the wall, you could hear the East German guards back when there was still a wall in East German guards.
So this is one of these classic melting pot neighborhoods, and you would think that that's a there's the happy ending and everyone lives together in harmony. But he's pretty concerned about the rise of nationalism and right-wing politics in Germany, right?
He certainly is, and he's not the only one. Just about everyone that I've spoken to here, whether they are in the press or they're just people that we meet who actually, you know, have enough English, because my German certainly isn't good enough to have those discussions in German. But they're all concerned about the rise of the AfD, which is the far-right nationalist movement here. There was a poll last week. I think they are the second now most popular party in particularly in the former East, but in lots of other more conservative places in Germany. And they are, like a lot of populist movements, they are pretty much Germany for Germans, but they are not quite willing to go far enough to say who those Germans are. They are called a neo-Nazi party. People here are unafraid to say that. They actually call them that. They, of course, don't like that and try to distance themselves from it. But they are anti-Euro. They are anti-migrant. The 2015 migrant crisis here, particularly from Syria, really pushed them in the forefront. And that's what Mutlu is concerned about, and a lot of other people are too, that Germany already is a diverse society, and that people in the AfD are trying to push them back to some sort of golden age where there wasn't anybody else but, you know, blonde and blue-eyed Germans.
Well, and so your conversation with this gentleman starts with a pretty innocuous question.
Yeah, we had just finished lunch at this really wonderful old Turkish restaurant. He had given us a tour of the neighborhood, and I asked him if he wouldn't mind talking with us, and he said, sure, he would love to. And so we went outside to sit down where it was a little quieter, and I asked him to just give me his name and how he would like me to refer to him. And I was just trying to set a level, and he took that as a very serious question and just went from there.
This is an all-time struggle for us. Are we German? Are we Turkish? Where do we belong to, etc.? And this is a question which has to be answered not by the minorities, by the immigrants. It has to be answered by the majority. How do they see me? Do they accept me as a German? Do they believe that I'm one of them? If you look at the recent debates, unfortunately not. We are referred as passport Germans. Like, you have just a German passport, but you are not a German. That's the debate in Germany within the majority, and this is a big problem.
One of the things I remember from being in Berlin in the early 80s was the idea of the guest worker, the Gastarbeiter, and that Turks were doing a lot of the jobs that Germans did not want to do.
but they were not part of the society. They were separate. It was a parallel society. Has that changed in 35 years?
I mean, we are not called gas workers anymore, but more and more we are called Turks. Even we live here in the fourth generation. My parents pay taxes for 50 years, but they are still referred as the Turkish minority. That is a delicate issue within the German politics. They don't know how to deal with all these millions of immigrants living here. Of course, we have the phenomenon of parallel societies. But why do we have that? Because these people are not accepted as Germans, as part of the society. So what do? They build their own infrastructure. They build their own society. They stay out of the German society where they are not welcomed. As long as the German majority doesn't open their minds and their hearts for the reality of being an immigration country, being a multicultural society, nothing will change. And if you look at what is discussed these days, having the AfD, a Nazi party in the German Bundestag, and the many state parliaments, if you look how they treat the AfD treats foreigners and refugees, we are far from the ideal being a diverse society where everybody can live side by side.
But here we are in Kreuzberg, which is an incredibly diverse part of Berlin where people are living side by side. So it can be done.
Of course. Kreuzberg is one example for successful integration. Everybody should look at Kreuzberg and learn from Kreuzberg. But if you would talk to German colleagues of mine, German Bio-German politicians.
People who were born here with German lineage.
With German ancestors. Okay. Born here, German ancestors, etc. German bloodline. That's why I say Bio-Germans. If you would talk to my colleagues, they would refer to Kreuzberg as a failing example of integration. Because they have never been here. They have never talked to the people here. They never lived with the people here. In this place, you have people from all over the world. You have Germans, you have Turks, you have Greeks, you have Russians, you have people with Muslim background, Jewish background, you have Americans, you have Christians, you have atheists, and they live side by side without no problems. And this is a very quite safe place. Of course, we have problems. Of course, we have the headscarf issue. We have youth violence. We have unemployment. That's what we have everywhere. But here, you can be assured that no one kicks your ass because you're homosexual, because you're Turkish, because you're German. Of course, sometimes it happens too. But compared to other places, it's a quite safe place.
Why do you think the AfD, the AfD, has risen so much in the last few years? Why aren't Germans more willing to accept a multicultural society?
That's a very good question. I have no answer to that. The problem is the biggest supporters of the AfD are people who are from the bourgeoisie. You mean people from the who have money, who have jobs, who are wealthy. They are supporting the AfD. The loudest are the ones who are on the streets in Sachsen and Dresden, etc. But the main support for the AfD comes from the elite. So it's a contradiction. You know, these are the ones who succeeded and they believe the bullshit AfD is telling them. What is AfD telling them? Regardless of the facts, regardless of the figures, they are telling that the immigrants, the refugees and asylum seekers are taking our jobs. I mean, how stupid can you be? I mean, go to Dresden. The amount of people with foreign background living in Dresden is maybe less than 1%. Muslim population in the whole state of Saxony is less than 1%. And Pegida, which is the one of the main supporters of the AfD, was founded in Saxony. Pegida means Patriot Europeans against the Islamization of Europe. What the hell are you talking about? The number of Muslims living in Saxony is less than 1%. So what are you afraid of? So I have no explanation. Unfortunately, it's maybe in the nature of a human being to believe easy truth. And the easy truths are far from facts, far from reality. The reality in our country is we do need immigration, at least for demographic reasons. We are a society which is getting older and older. So we need all the young immigrants coming to our country, keeping our pension system safe and pay taxes for our elderly, etc. Everybody knows that. The fact is, immigration is enriching Germany. Immigration is not only culturally, it's economically, it's we focus on the society, is good for our country. And many people know that. But people more and more want to have these immigrants, these refugees kicked out, because in the nature of human beings, people always look for ones to blame at. They look for people to scapegoat, at scapegoating, etc. And maybe it's also strongly spread in the German society within Europe. You have trouble in France, you have troubles in Denmark, you have troubles in Norway, of course. But German is unique. Imagine a German politician in the year of 2016 saying the Holocaust memorial in the heart of the German capital is a memorial of shame. This is something no German politician would dare to say in 10 years ago. Nowadays, it's not a problem saying that. It's not a problem denying the Holocaust. It's just a few weeks ago, we had in Chemnitz, a nearby town in the eastern part of Germany, we have riots on the streets. Nazis were running after refugees, the weakest in our society, screaming Heil Hitler, and the police was watching. And the head of the German intelligence, watching these videos taped by some left activists, said, "This is fake. Real videos taken at the street when Nazis were running after refugees." And the guy who was in charge for our security, who's in charge for our safety, said, "This is fake news." And this guy now is the special counsel for the German Minister of Interior. So that's Germany in 2018, unfortunately.
You spent some time in Wisconsin. I know you were in Madison for about 3 months. It was a little while ago, and maybe things have changed. But, you know, we're dealing with similar kinds, not necessarily the Nazism, but we're dealing with difficulty with immigrants, difficulty with the idea of undocumented workers, even though we need them. And so, when you were in Wisconsin, what did you notice that was similar to the kinds of things here?
Of course, Wisconsin in 1989 and Wisconsin today is different. I lived in Omaha, Nebraska for almost a year in the early 90s. I felt as part of the whole. I didn't feel as a foreigner. I was studying, I was welcomed. People were open-minded and interested. It was a very nice experience. And I felt homesick to Germany in these times. But as soon as I came back to Germany and landed in Frankfurt, all of a sudden this homesickness was away, because the police officer at the border showed deliberately to me that I'm not a German. I'm a passport German. So how can I feel home? I'm a German member of the parliament, and I serve the people. I fight for equal rights, against discrimination. I feel German, I dream German, but as long as the majority doesn't accept me as one, I can do what I want. And that was the biggest difference between the US and Germany, I felt these days. But today, Germany and US, I don't know. I mean, Trump, as president of this plural democracy, it's a shame. It's a shame that people like Trump and parties like AfD get stronger in our democracies. These are the enemies of democracies, and they are abusing our democratic rights to come to power. And the first thing they do is get rid of democracy. And this is something what happens in many autocracies, in many countries where dictators got elected into office and then destroyed democracy. We had that already. We had that in 1933 when Hitler was elected. He was elected by democratic votes. But the first thing is he did was to get rid of the German Reichstag at that time. So therefore, we Democrats have to be very, very careful. We people who believe in equal rights, humanism, human rights, all the values our ancestors fought for, we have to stick together and fight these anti-democratic movements all over Europe, all over the world. Nevertheless, the countries US or France, where Le Pen is getting stronger and stronger, or Germany, where the AfD is getting stronger and stronger, I think it's a problem for the whole world. Autocracies get stronger and stronger because we Democrats give them the opportunities.
Because that's part of our system.
That's part of our value.
And it's the weakness.
Exactly. And they abuse this, they abuse our values as weakness, as our weakness.
Özkan Mutlu, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Özkan Mutlu is a former Green Party member of the German parliament. He spoke with Lekfex Bonnie North in Germany, where she is currently reporting as a part of a journalism fellowship through the RIAS Berlin Commission. You can find more coverage of Bonnie's fellowship abroad and a link to the blog she's writing on location at wuwm.com.